The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, all about tactics. Well, you probably put a lot of time into what stock you're going to buy. Now we're going to talk to you about pyramiding, how to get into a stock, when you should sell a stock, a lot of great stuff. But before we get into today's topic of tactics, what a tactical week this was for the market. So let's kind of do a little week review, get behind the numbers of what's going on. So we came in Monday, kind of a mixed market, but all eyes were on the Fed on Tuesday. Fed Chair Powell has a semi-annual Humphrey Hawkins testimony in front of Congress and talks about rates and a whole bunch of things. Well, yeesh, he was very hawkish. Hawkish meaning he's going to probably raise rates further than we'd like to. And he all but admitted that inflation's still in our hair. Now think about from June, which was peak inflation, where the CPI was over 9%. We were coming down every month pretty steadily. And then January, February, looked like inflation picked up again. So to Fed Chair's point, say, look, looks like inflation is coming back a bit more. We probably have to raise rates more than expected. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 500 points. I'm going to talk to you in a minute about why interest rates are so important. And then on Friday, again, another, just a couple of days ago, another big downturn in the market. Market's concerned about these higher interest rates and inflation off the jobs number, the unemployment report that came out for the month of February. You got that? So let's go through, though, dissect some of the headlines here. So what Fed Chair Powell said, look, this is our only instrument. There's a lot of inflation going on. Inflation hurts everybody. We're going to try to do everything we can possibly do to try to lower inflation. But the only tool that we really do have is raising interest rates to slow things down. Now, how we got here, that's a whole nother story. But we did spend a lot of money to try to get through COVID, trillions of dollars, and it all ended up with higher prices and higher oil prices, so forth and so on. But why is interest rates so important? Why does the market go so spastic when they hear that the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates? Well, I'm glad you asked. So when you think about higher interest rates, it impacts so many people. People have home equity loans, right? So that's now a higher cost to them. The cost of money is going up. That means less on other things to spend. Businesses also have equity lines that are tied into rates going higher. Credit card rates, gosh, you know, that's kind of usury, but 18, 19, 20%. It's pretty crazy. But the number one reason, I believe, that the market's gone down with a seesaw battle of higher rates and lower stock prices is that these higher rates offer more competition to stocks. Now, during the COVID 2020, the one-year treasury was yielding about 0.2%. So you say to yourself, well, less than 1%, I might as well, there's nothing else to do with my money, I might as well put it in the stocks and take my chances. Fast forward to 23, fast forward to this past week, and the talk of even higher rates later this year, well, even in March for that matter, has people really kind of have the heebie-jeebies because now the one-year treasury is yielding around 5%. Wow, 5%. Guaranteed by the treasury? Yep, okay. Well, that sucking sound? That's money coming out of stocks going into those securities. Now think about it. Let's say you're a big money manager and you took care of pensions and your goal is to get 6 or 7% for your pensioner, so to speak. Well, when the market was paying next to nothing in the treasury market, that is, you say to yourself, well, we got to grab again a whole bunch of stock. But now at 5% or the bogey, let's say 6 or 7%, you know, these same institutions would love to make 20%, but they don't want to lose 20%. So wow, gee, I could probably put 80% of our funds into these things that are guaranteed. So this is what's happening here. Higher rates for savers are definitely a good thing, but for borrowers, it's not a good thing. But the real reason why you see these convulsions in the market on Tuesday and then just on Friday, these big 500-point dumps, this is the worst week we've had since middle of September, why I want to kind of go this a little bit, is at these higher rates. So again, we thought in January, as we spoke through, you know, almost every Sunday what's going on in the market and so forth, You know, I kind of felt that we're in the eighth inning of raising rates, and hopefully we don't have extra innings. Well, guess what? It looks like that inflation's rather sticky, very sticky for that matter, very persistent. It's harder to knock it down. And with that being said, we're probably going to have to go to extra innings. Don't shoot the messenger, but that's kind of how I see it. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us here every Sunday morning without fail. This is where you'll find us, right here. Today's topic is tactics, but before going to tactics, I wanted to get behind the numbers with you and kind of talk about what happened this week, or what didn't happen this week, or what should happen this week. But that's the bottom line. That's the seesaw battle of higher interest rates causing competition for dollars going into them, coming out of stocks, especially the uncertainty of the interest rate path that we don't know exactly how it's going to go, and we don't know how long inflation is going to remain high. Of course, the Federal Reserve whiffed in 2021 when they called it transitory, and we're still getting beat up for that really awful assessment. So let's kind of touch base on today's topic before the break and talk about tactics. Now, I think a lot of people, when they invest, they spend a lot of time getting a stock they want to buy, which is good. I mean, I'm glad you're researching it. You know, you may get it from your Uber driver, may get it from one of the cable shows that I'm on. You may get it from some newsletter that you get, maybe on Twitter. We put a lot of time and effort into picking a stock, okay, and we should. But there's so many stocks that are coming at us. And I believe what really separates a professional trader, investor versus an amateur is a sell discipline. That's right. So when you sell the stock, look, a lot of institutions are not going to buy a stock at 80 and sell it at 10. Yet I routinely see that for individual investors. My son's friend, Connor Mahoney, by the way, which you probably now hear on Friday mornings on different radio stations. But anyway, he has a friend that bought AMC. By the way, when we speak about a company, we're not recommending it, just an example. And he did what was known as a round trip. He bought it, let's say, at 10, went to 80, and now he holds it below 10. Don't want to do that. So there are these tactics, and the first thing I would say is have some type of self-discipline. That means if you buy something at 100, you unload it at, I don't know, 90 or 93. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that in just a minute. But I think it's really important to know that when you go into an investment, a stock, okay, that there's some type of cushion, some type of circuit breaker that goes off when it goes to a certain level to, again, maintain that discipline, hold on to your dollars and live for another day. You can't buy something at 100 and watch it go all the way down to $10 a share. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, tactics, all about tactics when you buy a stock. But before then, I want to talk about my friend, Mike Bennett, just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Perfect timing, Mike, right? Okay, it's tax season. You probably got papers in your dining room table or your kitchen table if you're at the Mahoney's. A paper stack. What a great time to start looking at your finances. Hey, in August, we're taking vacation, July. This is kind of tax season. It should also be personal finance season. So what a great time to kind of get a hold of what you're doing, especially these volatile markets, especially that your dining room table and your kitchen table has those paperwork on it. So call our number, 845-371-0101. Be the first 20 caller, and I think you can, early bird gets the worm, to get this book for free. Now again, this book, Not Your Father's Retirement, sells at Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Here we go, 845-371-0101. 1-800-981-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. This will give you chapters 1 right through chapter 14, helping you out. We can give you as an ebook or as a, what they call a soft cover book, any way you choose. 845-371-0101. Let me give that phone number one more time, and then we get to today's topic, tactics. Here we go. For your book, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. And if you're driving here around these wee hours, a little bit at 6 in the morning, chances are you could be an essential worker. And if you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Did not forget about you, all your hard work. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On. Oh, I want to sing it to Peter Frampton. Shine On. I just did. Okay. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And not only that, Casey coming up next, it's like the Hendrick Hudson alumni, okay? I graduated in such and such year, Hendrick Hudson High School Sailors, Montrose, New York, as did Casey. So not only do we get a full hour of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise, you get some Hendrick Hudson alumni. How do you like that? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And then around 6:15 on Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel. He'll tell you what the national business news is, the indexes, what they did or what they didn't do, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for your home. So we cover you Monday through Friday, take a break on Saturday, and of course today present to you a GPS for your finances. All our information, my TV segments this past week, radio podcasts, articles, newsletters, everything we could possibly think about, we put on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, MahoneyGPS.com. Also, if you get there, sign up for a newsletter. It comes out every Tuesday evening. Keeps you in mind what's happening in the market. Kind of flashes a red light, yellow light, green light, go, you know, type of thing. A lot of information. Again, we only do it once a week. We don't bombard you with that. So right before the break, we spoke about individual stock investing. Again, by the way, we said about a sell discipline. And using a stop loss order. What's a stop loss order? What's like a circuit breaker? You buy a stock at 100, simultaneously you could use $90, let's say, as a stop loss order. I think that's pretty cool, you can do that. So right away you buy a stock at 100, and then of course you can then sell it at $90 as a pre. But, and it helps you keep you out of trouble. Now, by the way, this is much different than if, let's say, you're putting money in a 401k plan, a 403b, you have a lot of volatility. No, keep cranking that out. I'm just talking about individual stock purchases. I'm getting sick of seeing people buy stocks at 80, go down to zero. So the first thing you can do is have some type of sell discipline, which is putting in a stop loss order. So let's say that hypothetically you buy a stock at 100, it goes below 90, you're out of it. However, let's say you start at 100. Ooh, now the stock goes up to 100. You can raise your stop loss order. Now the stock goes to 120. You can put your stop loss order at 110, what they call a trailing stop loss order, meaning you're trailing that stock. To me, that gives you all the discipline in the world. And by the way, the goal here, always in stocks, is cut your winners quickly and ride your winners as long as you can. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Again, you're going to find me every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. So again, you get stock ideas all the time. I don't think you think about it. You get a stock idea from an Uber driver, as I mentioned, or a cable show, a newsletter, a newspaper, Twitter. There's so many great ideas. I think we put a lot of emphasis there. I want you to understand the tactics, okay? That is defending yourself, making sure you have some stop loss orders, ride your winners as long as you can. Averaging down, please don't do it. I know it works sometimes. You buy a stock at 100, you buy a stock at 90, and it turns around and you look like a hero. Most times, if you have to go in and average down, say buy a stock at 100, buy more at 90, buy more at 80, buy more at, no, don't do that. We'd rather cut your loss quickly, okay? Get your ego out of the way and say, you know what? Just didn't work out for me. Move on to something else. But I can't tell you how many times I've seen people buy 100 shares at, let's say, you know, $100 a share. Goes lower, they buy more at 80. Now they have 200 shares, they buy more. Wait, the direction's going the other way. I'd rather you average up. Have you heard that before? Average up. You buy a stock at 100. It goes in your direction. Buy a little bit more at 105. Goes in your direction again. Goes 110. You buy a little bit more. See, these are the tactics that are used by professional traders and institutional traders. Now, if you really like something, you can average in a little bit, yes, but in general, you want to cut your losses quickly. That's the whole purpose of this, having a stop loss order, not adding when it's down. And by the way, let's say you get into a position, you buy 100 at $100 a share. It's very nice. It goes $120 a share. What you could simply do right away, maybe sell a third or a half. Take a profit, lower your cost basis, and then go back, put a stop loss in at 100 where you started at, so you had a guaranteed profit. Did you follow that? I hope you did. Which is, you bought a stock at 100, went to 120, you sold the third at 120, then you put a stop loss back at 100. If it goes below 100, you sell, and you made yourself money. These are the tactics that are used for professional traders, institutions. I've been doing this for 34 years. In dog's life, I've been doing this for 200 years. And these are the tactics that keep you out of trouble. Averaging down may leave you a frown. I'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, all about tactics when it comes to investing in stocks. You heard some pretty good ones right before the break. We're going to give you some more. Again, how to cut your losses, how to ride your winners, how to add to your winners. We got more for you. But right before we get into that, I want to talk about what Mike Bennett just spoke about, which is the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. This is the time of the year. If you're not going to do this time of the year to start taking care of your finances, you probably never will, because all of your statements are coming in. It makes it easier to see where everything is and start thinking about where your next move. If you're already retired or you'll be retiring soon, the book is a great companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, semi-autobiography. My dad actually had he's not around anymore, unfortunately, but he worked at Local 38 up in Brewston, New York, was the headquarters. And he had a pension, he had an annuity. He had, vision, dental, healthcare, he had it all. That's when companies and entities used to take care of. But not your father's retirement, you get it, not your mom's retirement, grandma, grandpa, where companies used to take care of you, you have to take care of yourself. And that's all in the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Here it is, 845-371-0101. You're with me a lot of Sundays, I take it. You hear me all the time. How about this be the day you call in and say hi and get the book? We'd love to hear from you. Here we go, 845-371-0101. And while we're in this tax season and finance season, what a way to kind of get this under control. 845-371-0101. Of course, today's topic is all about tactics, and I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Don't worry about that. If you're driving here in the wee hours, well, guess what? We want to thank you for you probably being an essential worker, starting a shift, leaving a shift. And of course, I'm here with you every Sunday morning. Thanks, because we have Randy Turner, engineer extraordinaire of WHD. He makes us sound good. He gets all this stuff coordinated. In fact, if you hear a lot of the commercials on WHD, it's Randy Smith. That's what it sounds like. Anyway, so we're here with you every Sunday morning, of course. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. It's called Shine On. So the Health and Happiness Show is up next. And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25, right after the traffic, on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6 o'clock, 6:15 on the Andy Bell Show, Bill Kugel. You know that southern accent. You hear that all the time, giving the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and, of course, the local Hudson Valley business news. All the information you can find about us. Visit our store, so to speak, our storefront, MahoneyGPS.com. Right there you'll find newsletters, articles, TV appearances, radio archive like this, the podcast. It's all right there. trying to simplify this complex financial world and make it simpler for you. And of course, we spoke a little bit about the markets, tough market. Interest rates are going up, unfortunately. That's a big, big headwind for stocks. And they're going up because we're trying to control inflation. And really, that's the only tool that the Federal Reserve has. So let's get back into today's topic, tactics, which is all about, again, once you buy a stock. Now, right before the break, I said, remember, you can put a stop loss order in. That's like a circuit breaker. You can sell. Get yourself in a situation, if it starts going in your favor, take some money off the table. Raise your stop loss order so you can't lose money. One area I have to tell you, I see this a lot with new investors, or maybe not even new, but most investors have what I call revenge trading, which is, hey, they buy a stock, they lose money, buy a stock, they lose money, oh my God, buy a stock. And now instead of buying 100 shares and selling 100 shares, they're buying 500 shares, 1,000 shares, kind of revenge trading, trying to get that back. You know what? You can put yourself in a deeper hole. Again, we all have egos, we all get frustrated, especially with these stocks can get into very frustrated. But again, reminder, don't revenge trade. So we just came off of earnings season. That's pretty much in a rearview mirror. And there's something that you should learn from that. There's a playbook that's been out there for many, many years. Most people gravitate for a company that goes through earnings season and drops 20, 30, 40%. It's like, oh, wow, I get to buy cheap. Let me tell you, if a stock has dropped 20, 30, 40%, it dropped for a reason. And typically, it's because they lowered their estimates going forward. It's like, geez, like kryptonite or, I don't know, it's like being in some type of quicksand. I mean, it's going to take 2, 3, 4 quarters in a row of seeing a company kind of bounce back and come up with better numbers before people start entering that stock. Now, again, you may get lucky where stock's down 30%, you buy and it bounces back. But in general, let's take the opposite view, which is buying those companies that beat estimates. They raised guidance for the rest of the year. And now many of these analysts that had, let's say, a neutral rating on it, now put a buy rating. Let's say they had a $200 target, now they're being $300 target. So a lot of good things happen when it comes. And this is a really difficult environment. You know that. We have a lot of challenges, a lot of headwinds. So if companies can actually beat the estimates for the quarter that they're in and say the rest of the year, guess what, folks? You know, all you analysts, you got it wrong. We're going to beat those numbers. We have a lot of good things happening. Those are the stocks you should be gravitating towards. And then, of course, using the tactics that we spoke about. And stay away from, I'll call it Russian roulette. I've seen this a lot where people buy before, let's say, Meta releases or Google releases or some of the popular stocks. They'll buy like 10 minutes before the earnings come out. You have no idea. It's like 50-50. Stock can go up 10%. It could go down 10%. There's really no edge that you have. So, again, stay away from Russian roulette. And stay far away from just trying to guess. But that's the way I would look at it. Another idea I have for tactics when it comes to investing in stocks is having some type of journal. I mean, I keep a journal here when I do my trades and I kind of write things down and stop loss orders. And it really helps you. Here's the trick of having a journal. Only about 5% of investors or traders actually have a journal where they write down what they bought, why they bought it. But then you create rules. So the very first, like you have a nice spiral notebook, the first page is rules. Hey, the rule is no more than 10% in one stock. No more than a 10% loss in any stock. You start developing these rules. But then as the days go by and the weeks go by and the months go by and you're making trades and you're learning more about the nuances, then you go back to that rule book and you start adding more things to the rule book. And you know what? I don't want to take a 10% loss going forward. I think I only want to make a 7. That becomes a rule. And you don't, again, so, and it's also great when you're tracking these, you know, your journal, go back 6 months later and say, oh, wow, I was a different place then. I've learned a lot more. Wow, time goes by too fast. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.